Hi, I'm Kim Cotola, thanking you for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart Radio. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Remember, your support makes this possible, so we thank you in advance. Well, and what I love about the way that you speak about it, and in all of your writings and in everything I've heard you say, you are always careful to point out that our job is not to decry sin to people who aren't yet in the kingdom. Our job is to be the hands and feet of God to them. And so in this case, you're talking about what's needed here is, yes, protection of the children, but also we have got to extend ourselves to the women for whom abortion seems the attractive answer. And you're walking that walk, building your family through adoption, but
This is
what I think is so important to note.
It's key, and in fact, this at the Gospel Coalition Women's Conference, I'll be doing a workshop on really based on the article that you just mentioned, on what it means really to be pro-life, and in a really full and comprehensive way. And my friend Camille Cates from Healing Hearts Ministries will be there with me, and we'll be talking about how a pro-life mindset reveals that for the woman who has had an abortion, if Jesus is your Lord, he has paid for that sin along with every other sin.
Rosaria Butterfield is our guest, and her website and her writings and other material are linked, our other resources, at cradlemyheart.org this week. And, you know, Rosaria, I want to amend something I said, that one thing that I believe you have articulated so well is that what we do need to talk about sin to people who are not yet in the kingdom, but we need to talk about the sin problem, not their individual sins. We've only got about 2 or 3 minutes remaining for such a big question, but say what you can in a short amount of time about that, because it's really important.
Yeah, it is key. It is key. You know, I just finished writing a book called Openness Unhindered, and I talk extensively in that book about that. But for me, it was very difficult to imagine living without my girlfriend, and living in any kind of way that did not embrace lesbianism at the core of my identity. And it was really through an understanding of original sin that the Lord allowed me to really just ponder something. Is my lesbianism a distortion of who I am through original sin, or is it a reflection of who I am? Are my deepest desires a reflection of the truth or a distortion of what it means to be human? You know, my own particular distortion. And so I really did come to the conclusion that when people would say, hey, I'm born this way, instead of giving pushback, as Christians often do, you know, I think I would say that that's true, that we're all born this way. It's called original sin. We are all born in Adam. But by God's grace, through Jesus, we are given not necessarily a victory over sin that allows us to be lobotomized, like we no longer have those feelings or those desires. I don't know anybody who's been completely in that boat. But what we are given is a liberty from the bondage to sin, such that we can glorify God with our bodies and our sexuality. And I think that there are really two ways that the Bible makes clear that people can glorify God with their sexuality. There is fidelity in marriage and chastity in singleness. And both are viable and vital reflections of godly sexuality.
Thanks for listening. Programming like this is made available through your support, and so we appreciate that as well. You can learn more information at myfaithradio.com.